In early March, they started work on their first feature film, A Hard Day's Night. The producer was Walter Shenson, and the director was Dick Lester. Dick suggested that Alan Owen should write the script.
Alan, Walter and I went to Paris, where the Beatles were doing an Olympia concert at the beginning of 64 with Sylvie Vartan. We watched them in their hotel room in the George V, behaving in a way which was extraordinary. In other words, they were prisoners. They had come to Paris. I believe none of them had ever been to Paris before. They saw the car that took them there. They saw the backstage of the Olympia, and they went to their hotel room and stayed there, and sandwiches were brought up. And in essence, a screenplay began to form in our minds because we were watching it happen. And since we had already decided we wanted to make a documentary film, or a film which was a fictionalized documentary, all we were doing was just trying to keep our eyes open.
Now, at this stage, the film they were working on didn't have a title, and it was Ringo who provided this. How?
I don't know, it just came out. We went to do a job, you know, and we worked all day, and we happened to work all night, and I came out still thinking it was day, I suppose, and said, it's been a hard day. Looked around, it was dark, and said, night. And so we came to A Hard Day's Night.
There are a few things I'd like to ask you. First of all, do you ever get tired of being Beatles?
Sometimes it gets a bit lonely now.
Rhythm, blues, no. I don't think so, really.
You don't ever think that.
Just occasionally you get cheesed off with people writing rubbish about you, which you get often.
Yeah. I agree with that. I've had a divorce and half a dozen kids.
Now, what do you... Well, I mean, isn't this a big sort of drag to go around explaining to your wife that you're not divorced and all that?
No, she knows I'm not divorced because I keep seeing her every day, see?
Yeah, there's a point. But what about the simpler things of life, like...
Like riding on a bus.
Yeah, or going to just about any restaurant you can.
Well, yeah, you miss those sort of things.
We go to certain ones.
And we go to ones where the people there are so snobby, they're the type who pretend they don't know us, so we have a good time. Because they're
Joe's
pretending
calf.
They don't know us.
Yeah, that figures.
See,
Joe's calf. Yeah. Social comment, that, you know.
It is.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do to make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say
We did that. We've done that bit.
The train comes in now.
We did that to prove that we weren't playing the record then, you see.
Yeah, we did
because
that.
Otherwise there's no point in your being
like
here,
it,
is there? Critical lot of fellas there, aren't you? Here, Ringo, have a banana, catch.